Okay, let's begin our discussion of Brachas Daf Nun Hey. Brachas Nun Hey. Nun Dalam Abayz is where we'll start. And again, we thank the Elman family for sponsoring all of these Shirim for this Masechta. Leila Nishbas, their parents, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chil, Michal Fagelman, Bunya Bas, Rabbi Chaim, Asher Fagelman, Rabbi Gershon Liba, Barole, Bazriel, Rubin, and Basha Bas, Rabbi Benjamin Rubin, Aleya Mashalom. So we are in the fifth parak, where the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak had spoken about pre and during. Pre-davening, what we have to do before davening. We have to sit with Kovod Rosh. We learned in the past couple of days about the type of Torah that one should be involved in, the other activities that one can be involved in before davening. And if we don't have that, then maybe if we can't have Kavana, we spoke about maybe the Isra, at least Mi'ikar Adin, Isra of starting to daven, knowing that I will not have Kavana, coming in from a journey and being Bitsaris, as was mentioned on Daf Nun Gimel. But the Mishnah had also said, Nun Beis Mabez, that even if a king asked Shalom, that we spoke about on the last Daf, maybe there's a difference between Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Akum. And then the Mishnah said, Afilu Nachash Karach Ala Kevo Lo Yafzik. Even if one has a snake slithering around his heels, lo yafzik, you should not be mafzik. And the Pnei Moshe already said on the Mishnah back there, this is talking about a snake that doesn't bite. Aval akrav, o fe, umen advarim shavade noshchim umen misimposik. We're not talking about pikuach nefesh here. If it's pikuach nefesh, there's nothing to talk about. But this is a case where it's not pikuach nefesh, so then one should not be mafzik. So afilu nachash karach alakeba lo yafzik, says the Gemara. Rav Chuna b'shem Rav Yosi lo shanu ala nachash. Reflecting what the Pnei Moshe said on the Mishnah. This is talking about a nachash. Aval akrav mafzik. But if somebody sees a scorpion, an akrav, let's say that's what an akrav is, mafzik, why? Lama, why is that different? Demachia v'chazer machia. That basically means it bites. Right? It hits, it stings, and it stings again. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Shela olam hu muad lishoch. Right? It's always ready to bite and dangerous, and therefore, in that case, one is mafzik. One is mafzik. Rebbe Ela amar lo amar ela karach. Rebbe Ela also says this is only, even by the snake, it's only if it is karach and it does not seem like it's going to attack. Right? Karach. Ela im haya martia uba kinegdo. But if it is heading in your direction, so then hareze mastir milafanav. So then one can move and hide themselves. Right? Mastir milafanav. So as long as you're not mafsik, what does that mean, not mafsik? B'dibur. Right? If one is not mafsik, b'dibur, because moving is different. Right? That relates to a machlokas we've shown him in Maseches Brachas. Again, how do you read this Gemara? Each of them read the Gemara according to their shita. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah on this Mishnah, Rabbeinu Yonah in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, in the Dafe Harif, says Rabbeinu Yonah on this Mishnah, V'yaf al pishein lo lahafzik, uladaber, afilu hachi yachol aleches, kedei sheyashlichenu me'alav. Right? Because you can move in order to get it off your foot. Shelo matzinu halicha shenikres hafsaka b'shumakom. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, walking is not a hefzik. Talking is a hefzik. But where do we find that walking is a hefzik? Walking sometimes is something that you have to do. Right, one of the avodos, but walking is not a hefzik. Miu hechad yikas sakana b'chol inyan mutar lahafzik. So Rabbi Yonah says clearly that lechadchila one shouldn't be walking, but if one needs to walk somewhere in the middle of davening, what happens if there is a child that is screaming in the middle of the shul, and it's my child? Right, I'm very frum. I'm just gonna keep davening, even though it's bothering everybody. No, the halacha is that you stop davening, you go pick up the child, and you go out of shul, and you can continue. Right, that's the, as long as there's no dibur, hefzik, one, if there's a tzorich of a to move, that's Rabbi Yonah right here. Shalom atzinu halicha shnikris hafsacha b'shum akom. Halicha's not a hefzik. If you look at the Rush gives the impression that no, it is a hefzik. Again, if it's pikuach nefesh, then you move. But maybe just to throw off the snake would not be allowed. But that is what our Gemara sounds like. The Rosh says this also in Parakei Halacha Gimel. All the Rishonim here talk about the story of some of the Tanoim that used to start off davening in one place and end off davening in another place. right? Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Kachayim and Hagosh Rabbi Akiva, Kshayim Mispala Matzibur, Hayim Makatzer Veole, Kshayim Mispala Beinol Vein Atzmau, Adam Manicho Besavizu Umotzio Motzo Besavizacheres. He used to like end up davening in a different spot. How did he end up there? B'bnei Krios V'Yishtachavos, right? So the question is that you're not supposed to move. So the Mefarshim, many Rishonim say that during the Shmona Esrei he didn't move. Via Iker nearly demay betachanunim shahaya omer achar yudbeis yudches brachas. Right, the extra tefillas that were personal after davening. So that's where maybe they lost themselves and they moved without even recognizing it. Di betoch yudches heichi kamar adam meniach b'savazu b'nei motzi b'zavazacheres v'halo aser latzeis mimkomo ad sheyigmar tefilaso, says the Rush. You get a different impression from that Rush than you get from Rabbeinu Yonah, who seems to say that you can. Again, I don't think Rabbeinu Yonah would say that you could be walking around for no reason, but if there's a tzarech, so then one can. That's an important machlokas. Kind of relates to here. How do you read this Gemara about Martia Uba Kenegdo? Does that just mean because your kavana is not going to be able to continue, or it's Pikuach Nefesh? Okay. Tani, we continue. Hey, Omeid, Umispala Besratio Beplatia. If somebody is standing and he's davening in a public thoroughfare, Besratio Beplatia, right? Maharafulda, Shvakim Rechavos, Belashon Yavan, right? It's a wide, places of marketplace. V'yesham Kronos, V'chamorim, and there are wagons and there are donkeys. Kedera Chashvakim, right? There's a busy, machinery and animals walking around. So you're in the middle of davening. You thought it was a quiet place, and all of a sudden you find yourself in the middle of the highway, and it's dangerous for you to stay where you are. Hariz emavir mebnei achamor or mebnei acharon, so you can move over, right? You can go to the side, and you know you don't want to get run over by a donkey or by a wagon, so you just move over. Ubavachal leafzikas filaso, again, as long as you are not mafsik, right? One can move over. If you look, the Rivash has a tshuva I saw where he quotes our Yerushalmi. The Rivash there in Simin Shin Lamed Beis. Shin Lamed Beis. We spoke about the Tashbeis, right? They're B'nei Doro. Yesterday we had a Tashbeis. So he has this minhag, Odiacha Shelta Odiacha Daiti. Mashara Itza Sham Atami Karav Inyan Ra Umarhu. Something evil and negative. Shebitzom Kippur betfilas Musaf. On Yom Kippur. During Musaf. Sheshliach tzibur chozer tfilaso. During Chazaras HaShatz. Ube'emsa tfila omer seder avoda. And so far so good. So we know what we're talking about. He says the avoda during Musaf. Ukshemegia el vahakohanim v'ha'am. Kshayom shomim shema meforash yosem bipiko and gadol during the avoda. Shliach tzibur oker es raglov. The Yorid Minateva Uba Ad Lefnei HaHechal. The Chazan would go from the Bima, which seems to be in the middle of the Shul. He used to walk to go in front of the Aron. V'sham Mishtateach V'nofel Apanav. And there he used to, when everybody goes Karanim Mishtachavim, so the Chazan used to walk to the front and then do Karanim Mishtachavim in front of the Aron. V'zen Nira Beinecha Minag Boros. Right, and the Rivash is talking to the questioner. You seem to say that this is a foolish minhag. Sheshliach tzibur yakar es ragla b'emsa tefila. The shliach tzibur moves. Why? Sheshanidu afilu nachash karech ala keva lo yafsik. We learned in brachas, right? Even if there's a snake. So says the Rivash, I agree with you. Gam ani daiti shein roy lasos kein kishein lo latzis bimkoma el b'makam atchak. No, you're right. You're not supposed to move unless there is a very important tzarech. Kigon. What are some important tzarechs? Hatzarech les atish, somebody we had earlier in the third parak. Somebody has to pass wind. Shemarchik arba amosu misateish shemavdeh nashiyach laruach v'chozim koma mispala. He goes somewhere else until the odor stops and then he goes back. V'chein mebnei asakana. Kigon akrav o shvarim o, right, you have oxen. Or scorpions. What do you have oxen? That's our Gemara right here. O afilu nachash, im haya martiyu bakanegdo, kamo sha'amru, b'Yerushalmi. V'chein amru sham, hayomin ispala bisratiyu beplatiyah, the Rivashnu are Yerushalmi. Hariz amavir mibnei achamar, mibnei akaran, he quotes a Yerushalmi. Ubevach lo yafsik, klomar. Shematim and adera kadesh lo yinizok. You move to the side so you don't get run over. Abalo yafsik tvilaso. Amnan, mibnei krios vishtachavos, shalol itzarech. just for this chazan to come up to the aron to go down? Hadavar barur shein lahafzik v'lakar raglav klal. You shouldn't. I don't think you see any reason. And he quotes the same thing as the Rosh. What about Rabbi Akiva that we saw in the Bavli Daf Lamed Aleph? She mispal ben olvan aspo adam enichu bezavazum matzu bezavazacheres lo beemsa tefila haya elo betachanunim shal acher tefila v'kakas of a Rashba. And he also quotes that from the Rosh. V'hachazanim ha'osim kein hu derech yuhara u'michisron yediyah. Right, a chazan that does that, he just doesn't know, and he's being arrogant. He wants to be in the front of the shul to go down. No, just stay in your place. And that's, Baruch Hashem, our minhag, in most places, that the chazan usually has help. So he doesn't have to have take his feet from being together, and he's held helped up, back up after. But that's the Rivash that quotes this Gemara right here. Okay, Amrin Alav Arbi Chanina Ben Dosa. Right, they say about Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. So we're familiar with Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa from the story, the version in the Bavli, right? That's more well known because that's the Bavli, right? Remember the Gemara, the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Gimel. What happened there? That the Arod tried to bite Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Let's review that story before we see this one, right? The Gemara said there, Maisa, there was an Arod or an Arvad, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but he had Mazakas Abrias and it was damaging. And they let Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa know. And they said, show me his hole. Hero li eschoro, show me where this arod lives. Hero eschoro, they showed the hole, and nasan akeva al piachor, he put his heel on the hole, the arod came out, v'nashcho, and bit him, and the arod died. And nadlo al ktefo v'vila beis medrash, they brought the arod to the beis medrash. This, I don't know, snake-like animal. Amar lahem reubini, en arod meimis al achet meimis. It's not the arod, it's sin. Bosa sha amru, oilo la adam shapagabo arod, woe to the person who gets bitten, but uva oilo la arod shapagabo bechinin mendosa. Right, woe to the arod. So that's the version that's in the Bavli, Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel. So now we have a different version. Says the Gemara, amr ala barbechin mendosa. Maybe it's two different stories. Shea omedum is palalo ba chabarbar. A chabarbar came. What's a chabarbar? So that's, the Haredim says, min nachash, hu, arod aniskar bavli. Right, he identifies it as the same animal. The Pnei Moshe says it's some type of offspring between a nachash and a tzav. Sheniskakin zemze. V'hu misukan ma'od, says the Pnei Moshe. Right, it's a very dangerous animal. So the chabarbar comes v'yichisho v'loyipsikas filoso and a bit rochim edosa and he was a mafsik. Was a mafsik, right? We spoke a couple of weeks ago about the story about the Brisker Rav, who didn't remember, realize Yal V'Yavo during the silent. So here too, he was in the middle of his fila. V'holchu matzo ozo chabarbar meis muta al pichoro. And they found the chabarbar dead, right? Different version. Amru, and they said, Ailo la adam shenashko chabarbar, woe to the person who gets bitten by a chabarbar, v'ailo la chabarbar shenashko chazirichinina Mendoza. And woe to the chabarbar. So the Benayahu, the Ben Yoyada discusses the names of these animals, and he says, "Beis yadua shezeb ba menachash v'tzav l'chein beis shemos yeshlo." They call him an arod. An arod is osios du ra. Klomar shtei kochos shara. Du is always two. Du ra, where those are the letters of Arvad, ki du ratzalom ashtayim kidiskar begemara, that he comes from a tzav and a nachash, ra. V'shem chabarbar, hu osios, cherev rav. Cherev rav. Shekasha nishichaso kumo cherev rav. It's like getting stabbed by many swords. That's the letters of chabarbar. O kimo cherev shel rav, hu esav, shenikra rav. Dechsiv bey, v'rav ya'avod sa'ir. Right, some type of stabbing sensation. V'lachein, kamo de bitol esav hu betorah shenikres mayim, kein zeh bitula b'mayim. As we'll see by Hashem in a minute. But that's the names and the letters of this animal. Says the Gemara, ma iske daden chabar baraya. So how do you, what's the asek? Meaning, is there a way to get healed from this bite? Kadhavis nachas labar nasha. If it bites a person, ein barnasha kadam lamaya chabar baramas. If the person gets to water to wash off the sting before the chabarbar gets to water, then the person lives. Ein chabarbar achadam lamaya barnasha mayas. Then if the chabarbar gets to the water first, then the person dies. Obviously, this is not a medical, explainable discussion, but it is some type of skula issue. Amar lo tamidav Rebbe lo hargashta. So his tamidim said to him afterwards, Rebbe, you didn't feel the bite? You got bitten in the middle of Shmon Esrei. You didn't feel the bite? Amar lohen, he says, Yavo Eli, it should come upon me. He's like basically saying, I swear. Mimashoi believe miskavin bitfila imer gashtiv. I didn't feel it. I was in the middle of davening. He was just saying the reality. I did not feel it. Amar Rebbe Yitzchak bar Lazar, there was a well spring. There was a spring of water that was created at the foot of where he was standing, right? In order so he could have water. So he would be able to wash it off before the Chabar Bar washed it off. Washed his off. Hashem does the ratzon of the ones who fear him. And the tefillah yishma, he will hear the yoshiyim. And he will save them. So again, this is a little different version than what we had. I saw also the Achronim wonder, the Agadas Eliyahu and the Benayo. Why didn't Hashem just kill the Chabar Bar before? Why do you have to create this well or spring underneath the legs? Isn't that a bigger nes? Just kill the Chabar Bar. Let somebody crush it. You know, why do you have to create this whole new nes for? The Agadas Eliyahu. Lama So the answer is maybe that wouldn't have been a hecker, a nes mefursam, a mukar. The Chabar Bar dies, a lot of Chabar Bars die. You know, that wouldn't be a nes of Hatzalah and Yeshua that everybody would recognize. But if there's a new wellspring, so then that's different. Barlo Mayan, she's hecker umafursam lakol, she bishvilo nasa. But she'en kin in me, it's a Chabar Bar. Right, part of it is not just to show the gvuros Hashem, but the godless of the nesh. V'chulu miyach asiyim Rebbe Chanina tefilaso v'hirgish k'bavadish alaber tzonu miyitein. Right, it must be right after Rebbe Chanina finished davening, then he felt the pain, and then he probably felt in a second like, oh, halavai, I should have some water, and that's where Tzonu Rav Yasa. The other answer I saw is given by a number of the Benayahu, because maybe this is now a nes that helps other people, right? If the Chabar Bar dies, that's done. But now you have a well here. Now and forevermore, when people come to this well, you know, people are going to remember the nes that happened to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. The Yadua, and maybe that also balances out the Nikui Zechuyos. We find sometimes in Chazal, if somebody gets a nes done for them, Menachem lo Mizchuyosav. So it's, there's a credit you have to, a debit that you have to have. You got to take off some from this side in order to earn the nes, so to speak. That's what Yaakov Avinu was worried about. But here, you know, maybe because the balance is the nes that people are going to still be talking about in the Kiddush Hashem that is going to continue, so maybe that's why he didn't have any nikui but from his zechuyos. I told Misha Nivra Ma'ayan Ze Yishar Kayam She Yishtu Mimenu Kala Over Mikan Laba. V'nimsa toela zu na'asiz bizchuso gam la'achirim ad kama doros. We could have a whole shiur about Rabbi Chanina Mendoza and all the great miracles, but just read the third parak of Maseches Tainis, and you'll remember all the great miracles of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Right? Probably most famously is his daughter, the daughter who lit the Shabbos candles with vinegar, and he says, what difference does it make to you? Misha Amar le shemen v'yidlok yagid le Chometz v'yidlok, like the exact lashon, and it lasted all the way until Havdalah. Okay, we continue. Says the next Mishnah, Mazkirin gvuras geshamim b'tchias ameisim. Right, we mention Mashiv haruach in tchias ameisim, the greatness of God in rain. V'sholin geshamim berchaz hashanim, and we ask for rain. V'santa lamatar in berchaz hashanim. V'Havdalah, what about atochanatanu b'chonin adas? That's what we do. But there are other two opinions. Rabbi Kiva Omer Bracha, Rabbi Yisba B'Neatzvi, you say a separate Bracha. Rabbi Lezer Omer Behodah, you put it into Modem. Fine. Says the Gemara, what is Mashiv Ruach doing in the second Bracha? Kishem Shetchias Ameisim Chayim Lo'olam, Kach Yivides Kishamim Chayim Lo'olam. Because rain is compared to Tchias Ameisim. The second Bracha is all about Tchias Ameisim and coming alive, and rain causes things to come alive. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Shama Lo Min Adah. He learned it out from this pasuk. Yichayenu miyomayim, bayom hashlishi yikimenu, v'nichye lefanav, right, that's Tchias Ameisim, v'neida lir nirdefal adas Hashem kashachar nachon motza'o, and the rest of the pasuk is what's important. V'yavo kageshem lanu kimakos yora aretz. So you have in the same pasuk, you have Tchias Ameisim and rain. Period. Ksiv vayomer Eliyo atishbi mitoshav Gilad. Eliyo Anavi says, remember the story, he goes to pay a shiva call to Chiel. Chiel, if you remember, was the one who rebuilt Yericho, right? The curse was, whoever rebuilt Yericho, his family is going to die. And Chiel, every one of his kids, one by one, as he was building, and he kept saying, wow, must have been food poisoning, must have been a bad luck. And then as he finishes Yericho, his last son dies. And Eliyahu HaNavi didn't want to go, and he went, and he meets Achav there. Achav, and Achav also rejects any type of hashgacha, and that's where Eliyahu makes a promise that there's going to be a famine and a drought. V'yom Eliyahu hatishvi miyatoshvi gilad kel Achav chaya el Achav chaya Hashem im yashanim ha'ela talamater ki im lefi dvaray. There's not going to be any dew. There's not going to be any rain. Rabbi Brechi Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan Chad Amar. This is a machlokas bein al atal bein al amater nishmalo. When he said that, did Hashem listen to him? There was no rain. But is it true that it was also no dew? So the first opinion says also no dew. The Charana Amar Alamadu Nishmalo Valatalo Nishmalo. No, there was dew. Dew doesn't stop, as we will see. Only the rain stopped. How do you know? Mandamar Alamadu Nishmalo Valatalo Nishmalo. How do you know for the one that says that only the rain stopped? Minhada. Because afterwards it says, Lecher Alachav Etna Matar. Vagomer. After it talks about how he brought the rain back. He brought the rain back. If he brought the rain back, then obviously the dew never left. Umin demar bein alatal bein alamater nishmalo heichan hutar nidro shol tal. If you want to say that even the tal stopped, so where do you see the tal came back? Amar of Tanchuma Edra Aya, right, that's the name of a place, says the Pnei Moshe, Shem Makomo, Sovereign Meimar, they thought, Nether Shudim Mikhlalo Hutar Kulo. Right, that maybe it's related to the principle of Maseches Nedarim, that if you have half of a neder that becomes nullified, then all of it becomes nullified. So once you have the Geshem is nullified, so the Tau will also be nullified, it's automatic. So some say that's the pshat. And Istaboy Meimer, and others say, Bibbana Shal Tsarfis, right? Maybe it's the Eliyahu HaNavi, we know Ditzchias HaMesim, on the son of this woman, Isha Tsarfis, and Vayikra Hashem, Vayomar Hashem, Elo Elokai, and he says, right, he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this woman should have, right, the whole pasuk also is where's the pasuk? Here alachav. Let me just find the pasuk. Vayisbodid el yelad. He goes to the child. Shalosh pa'amim. Vayikra Hashem. Vayomar Hashem Elokai. Tashav na nefesh hayelad hazeh al kirbo. And if he's asking for tchias amesim, as the Pnei Moshe says, there's an extra phrase in the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk is extra. It should have just said vatashav hanefesh hayeled. Why did it teach us an extra? Hashem that Eliyahu spoke. He spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did he speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about? About getting the dew back, because you need the dew in order for tchias amesim. There's some special connection between the dew and tchias amesim. So if you did tchias amesim, it must be the dew came back. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, and there's even a mashal about the conversation that took place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Eliyahu. Somebody goes in and steals the medical bag of a doctor. In the olden days, they used to have, when a doctor used to make house calls, he used to bring his medical bag. My great-grandfather was an early Orthodox doctor in the Upper East Side, Shabbos Friedman. So we have a picture of him with a doctor, a medical bag. So so he goes. So there's a ganav that steals the medical bag. And afterwards, maybe as he's going out, the son of the ganav becomes sick. Chazar etzlon. He goes back to the doctor and says, "Can you help me out?" Amarlo, Adoni Arofi, Rafeh Bani, heal my son. Amarlo, Lechvach Zerat Hanartik, I need my bag. Right? Shakal, Mine Rafuos, Nasunabo. I need my bag. Vanimar Apet Vincha, and then I'll heal your son. Kach Amarlo, Akadish Baruch, Elio says, I need Tchias HaMesim. Hashem says, you took my due. Right? You took my due, which is needed for Tchias HaMesim. Lech Vahater Nidro Shaltal. Go be Mater Neder. Shein HaMesim Chayim, Ela Betzlalim. Right, the Tchias HaMesim only happens with special dew. Vani mechayes b'nashal tzarfis, and then we could work things out. Fascinating story. What exactly is the connection between Tal, right, not Geshem? Tal is connected here. Uminayin shein HaMesim chayim elo betzvalim. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says, Yichyu mesecha, but Tchias HaMesim, nevela siyu kumun, the dead should arise. Hakitzu v'ranu shochnei afer, kital oros talecha, the eretz refaim tapil. Right? Because we have this pasuk about Tchias HaMesim and about Tau. And we darshan just from those last three words of Eretz Rifaim Tapil, we darshan Amar Rabbi Tanchum Adriaya Va'ara Tafkideha Tefalet. The land will spit out Tafkideha, right, those that came into it, right? Rifam is from the word soft and weak. So that's why that's what the mesim are called. You see the Pnei Moshe on top. Veres Rifam Tapil, HaMesim Shem Kruyim Rifaim, Umufkadim. They're the Pikadon, right? They're being guarded by the ground. Him Be'eres Tefalet Osam. Right? Right now, all the mesim are just there for a temporary period of time. Temporary period of time. They will come up and the land is just guarding them. In the meanwhile, that's the Pikadon. Interesting, the Tal being related to Tchias HaMesim, right, that happened once before earlier in history. If you remember the story in Shabbos Daf Peches in the Bavli, Peches HaMabes, at the time of Maimon Har Sinai, what does it say? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Dibur V'Dibur Shiyatzim Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yatzah Nishmashin Shal Yisrael. Every time Hashem spoke, that means Dibur number one and Dibur number two, we died. Klal Yisrael died after Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and after Lo Yeh Lecha Lohem Acherim. Shenemar Nafshi Yatzah Bidvaro. Right? So if they're already dead after Dibur 1, how they hear Dibur 2? Horid Tal. She'asid lahachios bo mesim. Hashem took the Tal that he's going to use for Tchias HaMesim. Right? There's another Gemara that we know. There's a connection. V'hechya osam. Hashem did Tchias HaMesim. At Maimon Har Sinai. She'nemar geshem nidvos tanif aleim nachlascha v'nila tachonata. V'chulu. And then that's the Gemara. Asked the Ben Yehoyada on that Gemara in Shabbos, why did Hashem have to do this? Why didn't he just like make us not die after the first Dibur? We died and Tchias HaMesim, you know, to kind of quote the Rabbah and Reb Zera story by the Purim Suda, miracles don't happen twice. You know, I'd rather have not died, you know, rather than, you know, I'm not coming back to your Purim Suda next year. As the Gemara said there in Megillah Daf Zayin in the Bavli. But the Ben Yoyada wonders, why didn't Hashem just make us not die? Where are we? Makshim. Amai lo nasalim koach meikar lisbo, velo yamusu, velo yitzarchu letel atchiyah. V'nirli b'siyat ha-deshmaya, because Hashem wanted us to experience Tchias HaMesim at the beginning of time of Jewish history. Ki ratza lasu Tchias HaMesim ba'os ha-shah. Shema kablam Torah mitzvahs. Why? People might say, we're going to spend our whole life learning Torah and pushing ourselves in mitzvahs. And what's going to happen at the end? After 120, we die. Hashem says, no, you don't die. There's an afterlife. There's an afterlife. You have to know part of the commitment that I'm showing you. I'm showing you right now. It's not just about this life. The Soviet Rumba Afar, Vanefesh Lavada Tisanig, Beganeden. No, Lakach Aslam Tchias HaMesim, Kadesha Yedu, Shagam Hemiyichu Acher Mosam, Vis Angu Al Rov Shalom, Velachain, Beoso Tal Shayichu Bola Asid, Hechya Osam Ata. Ubazen is Nachamu Hagufim. Right, and that is what the Gufim were very, right, we were appeased at that time. And this answers the question of the Chida. Now he gets into Halacha. Right, the Chida asks, Eishes Rabbi Zera. When Rabbi Zera came, when Rabbah brought Rabbi Zera back alive, did he have to remarry his wife? Right, he had to remarry his wife, gets all the shilas about Tchias HaMesim. So, Kol Anashim Anashim Mesu V'chay Mechadash V'echlamdu. Okay, that's a big Halacha discussion. We need to continue though. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov, the Kfar Chana, B'shem Reish Lakish, B'shah Sha'asa Avram Avinu, Avram Zekenan Ritzoni, from the time that Avram Avinu did my Ritzon, Hashem says, Nishbati lo sheni mezes tal mibanav l'olam. I promised, I swore, that I will never remove the tal from his children. Matam, what's the source? L'cha tal yaldusecha. Right, to you. Right, this is all talking about Avram Avinu and Tehillim. V'kseh basrei, nishba shev lo yinachem. But the Tau will always be there, the magical. We usually think that Geshem is more crucial, but the Gemara seems to say that Tau. Amar Rav Yehuda ben Pazi, b'day dikin es adav l'Avraham. It was given to Avraham as a present. A day dikin might be a present on the deathbed. B'matan es adav lo. V'yiten l'cha Elokim ital ha-shamayim. So Yitzchak Avinu wants to give it. He got it from Avraham, and he wants to give it to Yaakov. Right? V'yiten l'cha. Amar Yisrael b'nachmeini b'shar sh'yisrael b'an l'liya v'era u'maisim ra'im. If Jews are not doing well, ha-gesham v'netzarin. Right? And the rain stops. Hey, mivin lem zakin echad. They bring one of their great rabbis, Kagon Rabbi Yossi Aglili. V'umafgiya ba'adam v'ha-gesham v'yordim. Right? And he davens for them, and the rain comes. Right, many stories in Tinus. Aval hatal in a yard b'schus bar birya. But dew is not dependent on our actions. It's not, it doesn't come down b'schus someone. It's always there. Dew never leaves. Matam ketal me'es Hashem kirvivim alei esev v'shalo yekabel le'ish lo yachel b'nei Adam. It's not that we have to hope for it. It's always going to be there. The Achronim wonder why Dafka Rabbi Yossi Aglili here is picked. What about Choni Amagel? What about Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara says in Tainus, right? So why Dafka Rabbi Yossi Aglili? I saw a number of Achronim quote this Yerushalmi in Ksubis, where he was a tzaddik and he gave tzedakah to a grusha. It happened to be his own grusha marriage didn't work out so well. Wife wasn't so good to him, and he still did this unbelievable chesed, and he was Mavra Midosov, so therefore they got him. Okay. Reb Zeir b'Shem Rabbi Chanina. Okay, here we go. Halacha. Halacha, we know this from the beginning of Bavli and Tainus. Hayomi Begeshem, Yizkei Shaltal. During the winter, if somebody says, Morid Atal, Ein Machzirin Oso, then he does not have to go back. Bital, Vehizkei Shalgeshem Machzirin Oso. But in the summer, if you say Morid Agashem, so Machzirin Oso, then one has to repeat Shemona Esrei. So first we think that's only because of the level of obligation. Vahatani, Bital, Beruchos, Lochivichem, Lahazkir. What do you mean? You never have to mention Tal. Vimratzal, Lahazkir, Maskir. How could you say that if you, during the rainy season, you said Tal, Ein Machzirin Oso, and during the summer you said Geshem Machzirin Oso, you don't have to mention anything in the summer. So why does it say that if you mention Geshem in the summer, Machzirin Oso, you don't have to mention anything? The Gemara says, you're right. Not mentioning anything is worse than what you did. Lo dam yahu demekel, ahu delo masli velo mekel. If you don't say anything in the summer, fine. Right? And that, by the way, is the minug of Ashkenaz. Not to say anything in the summer. But if you said Geshem in the summer, that's a curse. That's a curse. Mekal is from the word, the Charedim says, Klomer Mikalel. Shagzash Kshamim Simin Klala B'Yemosachama. It's a Klala. Fine. B'Geshem is Kishal Talim Achzirin Oso. So he said, during the winter, if you said Morad Atal, you don't have to go back. V'atani Emoshal B'Berechad Hashanim. Oshalo Hizkir Gvuras Kishom V'Tchias Amesim Achzirin Oso. Well, we have a Braisa that says if you didn't say V'Sein Talomatar, or you didn't say Mashav Aruach, you do have to go back. P'yahudolo Itkar Lo Tal V'Lomatar. If you didn't say anything, right? But if you mention Tal, then it's okay. And that's why some of the minog, even if they daven Ashkenaz, they like to say Mashiach Morad Atal. They have to say Morad Atal because in the winter, if you said Morad Atal, you don't have to go back anyway. In the summer, if you say Morad Agashem, that's a problem. That's Machzirin Oso. But that helps in that sense. Maybe we'll stop here by Reb Zeira. Again, there's more, but again, there's a lot of other halachas in terms of if one forgot, if one is still in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you could put it in Shomei Tefillah. If you didn't take three steps back yet, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. Many different details related to this that maybe we'll mention some of that next time as we continue here in the fifth parak of Maseches Brachos.